Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 instruments. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke
it. You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get
Captain
9.
Hello?
That's very, very simple.
Hello?
You know,
hello?
I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy. AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. Mm-hmm. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Whoa. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that. But that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is another T-A-Z production, live. I run the intro about 5 to 6 minutes long because Black Peoples is always late calling in to the show. I got on the line my host, DJ in the house.
Hey.
And also my cousin from the Ville.
Ohio, M. Hines house. What's up, Doc?
What's up, man?
What we going to do? Because Kelda called in two times, being that I didn't talk to her, she ought to know that a nigga have, well, beep, that a black person have, have a 5-minute intro. So I'm going to call her back, but I'm going to play one of her songs. She's a rapper from the West Coast. This song is called Girlfriend, and while it's playing, I'll be calling her, and we'll come back.
Girlfriend, let's have it, but win.
Okay.
Go shopping for gifts at the mall and cop us some bits.
All right.
Kick it with Diva, the most popular chick in the Bay Area. I'm always dropping a hit. Diva spend money at the better stores.
Right.
From manicures, facials, pedicures.
Okay.
Brand new hair, too.
Really?
Yes, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Makeovers, massages, and hello more. Oh, we do it big. Roll with me. Looking so pretty. Kill the whole city. Sadiddy and sassy. We all dolled up. Female ballers is what y'all call us.
Yup.
Everybody in my world wins. So come ride with me.
Let's go.
Go, girlfriend.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, know that we living at the circus in something like acrobats.
Ow.
Oh, we do it big. It's a diva's life. Please believe it's nice.
Go, girlfriend. Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Oh, we do it big. Getting hella dollars while the fellas holler.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
What I wear in my hair is trendy. Promoters and club owners, they friendly. Concerts, after parties, I'm in free. Drinks at the bar, they been cheap. Oh, we
will
it be. Whether it's a new Mustang or a bench job. I'm a boss lady,
what?
But we boss ladies.
Okay.
From video in L.A. to my show in Las Vegas.
Hey.
Oh, we do it big.
So tell me.
What? Wanna throw a party in our hotel suite?
Yeah.
We there and we pop bottles with all the rappers, ballers, actors, and America's top models. Oh, we do it big.
That's even doing things.
I got connections.
Ooh.
Diva pulling strings.
Okay.
Fuck your X-Men. They full of schemes. That's why I cut them all off like Wolverine.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, we do it big. It's a diva's life. Please believe it's nice.
Go, girlfriend. Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Oh, we do it big. Getting hella dollars while the fellas holler.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Music is what I got a passion for. I can flip a fantastic flow. Fast or slow. My cash is slow. Like graphic growth. Just you and me, girlfriend. Flashing
girl.
At the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I'ma be a diva till my casket closed. Without rubber lips and a plastic nose. Without acting like one of them nasty
oh.
Oh, we do it
well,
big.
Hey.
It's my girl and me.
Huh.
Certainly.
Okay.
It's me for her and her for me. A lot of chicks don't take it personally.
What?
What I wear in my hair is trendy. Promoters and club owners, they friendly. Concerts, after parties, I'm in free. Drinks at the bar, they been cheap.
Oh, we do it big.
It's a diva's life. Please believe it's nice.
Go, girlfriend. Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Oh, we do it big. Getting hella dollars while the fellas holler.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Go, girlfriend.
Yo, that was Kelda Music, as I'm still waiting on her to call back in. Manuel, DJ.
Yeah.
Sound like she hyped, like she had, like she bought all about a party, huh?
Go girlfriend.
While we wait, like I said, I met her 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. Man, it's been a minute since I talked to her. And like I said, I seen her call in, but I guess she was confused about the dealio on, you know, the intro. Of course.
Girl, when I called in, I was like, what's going on? It just kept talking at it, though. What was going on?
Well, that's the intro, because, like I said, black people take too long to call back. You know what I'm saying? And then while the intro was playing, DJ called me, and she didn't have the number because the computer was acting up. So, you see, that 5 minute of intro saved time for folks calling in.
called before 9 o'clock. I called at 8:59.
Yeah, a whole second, and I was on the intro when she hit me. I looked at her and said, whoa, wait a minute. So I answered it. And I'm waiting on her to call in. While we wait on her, I will interrupt when I see the number pop back because I sent her a text message talking about call back. Manuel, this is the first time you on. Do you mind me using your real name? Should I use an agent name, a secret agent name?
Oh, I'm fine because I ain't like you. The whole world don't know me. So nobody knows me. It's all good.
Wait. The whole world don't know me either. Praise God.
You know somebody everywhere.
No, I don't. No, I
just, yes, you
I'm
do.
Just, I'm just blessed.
Yes,
I'm not going to argue.
Good.
Manuel, we grew up together.
Yeah.
He lived right up the street from me and about six houses in between us. And we grew up hanging together in Steubenville. And then once people graduated, you know, we dispersed. I went into the service. He moved down to Georgia where a lot of his relatives is at. And that's when the problems began. When I got down to Georgia, I mean, he was doing all right. DJ, I'm telling you right now, he was doing all right till I got down there. And it wasn't me.
I'm not surprised.
No, it wasn't me that influenced him. No, it was not me. He was halfway influenced by his own self before I even got there. But once I got.
Hold on. We got to clarify a couple of things.
Okay.
First of all, you're right. It was me. And I was young, and I was too greedy. That's my problem. right there. But I'm praying to God every day that he will intervene in my life to get me back out of this, what I've been through now.
You know what? You put a radio show on a black person, and they get educated real quick. I'm praying. You sounded so humble, too.
It was very good. Make you want to lay hands on him, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Physical.
Yes.
Physically. Well, man, since you're all wise now, tell us about the time we were all homeless.
Me, Timmy, and Phil.
Yeah, homeless.
Just looking crazy out in the street. Clothes all in back of our cars. Wondering what we're going to do. Waiting on 4 o'clock to go get a Whopper for 99 cents.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. Stupid.
And thing about it was, I was homeless because my ex-wife, I wrote up, $50,000 worth of bad checks?
Yeah.
$50,000, and I was in the service, too.
Yeah. You wrecked your whole world up.
And I had to move back into the barracks because I was in the Army. And just lucky my name wasn't on the check-in account, or I would have been in jail, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it was rough. And Manuel, he was out there because, like he said, his own greediness put it out there.
I tell you what, an old person told me one time, I think it was my grandmother, she said, if you go out there and you try to do too much too fast, you will pay for it. And yes, I have lived life, and yes, I have paid for it dearly and still paying. Believe that.
Well, I think you moved on up from that because he was in dire straits. But okay, let's put it this way, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a relationship, and then all of a sudden, he saw somebody else that he liked. Greediness started chasing her, got caught with her, ended up with her, and I heard through the grapevine he was getting married. And I was like, wait a minute, he just met? I drove, he was out of town, like, I guess about an hour and a half away, and I'm driving down there like a madman, trying to save him, Captain Save-A-Ho, driving down there. Because it was a hoe I was saving. And when I got,
my gosh.
And when I got down there, he was already married. I was like, he just, I'm coming down here to say no.
And to go on about this is, okay, we was married for what, a couple months, and she disappeared. So my cousin, Timmy.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I remember.
Disappeared.
I'm going with this.
Wait a minute, you got to explain disappearance.
Are you saying she was like an apparition, or are you saying she just physically left?
Physically left.
Oh, okay.
She was just gone. So my cousin, Timmy, my family, going to come and console me, right,
mm-hmm.
what's going on. So he going to bring some company with him to console him.
I figured he was in bereavement. And it wasn't no need of two of us being bereaved. So
you weren't saying.
But the thing about it, I didn't bring no company directly. I went there first to console him. Then we went and looked. Remember?
Yeah.
We drove around for a minute. Then we let it go. Then we came back home. And it was late at night, so I figured, yeah, he's going to go to sleep. I'm going to call somebody over, you know.
Yeah.
And talking about, I was asleep. I heard every bit of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What my love seat had to go to the dumpster after that night. Remember that?
I wasn't there when he took it out, DJ.
Oh, it was probably for the best. You only would have found somebody to console you again.
Yeah, I did it. Well, I did my work, so. Guess he would have had to throw it away. I'm glad my ways was refined.
Yeah, right.
But, you're telling about the time we went up to Atlanta, me, you. We used to stay in Columbus, Georgia, and we drove up. We used to go up and go out. And the time when me, you, Phil went.
No. What about the time when me and you went to Lenox Mall and you said, I got to go? And you started running up the mall corridor. And I'm following like a stupid man. I'm like, what's wrong with him? My man got a tear running down one side of his face. He said, it just looked it so good.
Yeah, I remember that. We took off running in the mall.
Yeah.
Security's all looking at us like, what the hell? You got all the way up, all the way in the front, and turned back around and slowed down. And even Manuel, he said it. Well, it was worth the run. Yeah, we was in the mall. I remember a lot of times we did that in the mall. I remember when we brought Ronnie to the mall, your brother.
He was tripping.
And he walked up on...
Is he older or younger?
Older.
He's older.
Oh.
And he walked up on a girl like he's getting ready to rape her. And me and Manuel got scared.
We got scared. At the mall. Well, see, at the time, I think that's when he was going through his divorce. And he just wasn't in his right mind at all.
Obviously, and we knew what he was going to do. He turned like we were walking straight. He turned in a 45-degree march.
Oh,
I'm like, what the hell? And he was going straight to the girl. Oh, Lord. We ran and stopped him. I said, we're going to jail too for being. We don't stop this nut right now.
Let me say this. When you go down south to Atlanta or down Fort Hood or wherever you go, where all them beautiful black women are, you better have your mind on straight.
Because if you don't, you will be foul, and you will pay for it.
As he, yeah, you went to jail over something like that, didn't you?
Okay, we don't gotta go there.
Whoa, going there. Okay. I think I'm gonna sit down now. All right.
Well, I hope you wasn't standing up. I know you went to jail on one. That's before I got down there. But remember I was trying to be a good Samaritan and we was out at the mall in Atlanta? And a girl walked up on me and gave me her number, and I just
Now
you would have been proud of me, DJ, because I was like, no, I don't want to talk to you. And he looked at me like I was crazy, like I had lost my mind.
Well, what was wrong with her?
There wasn't nothing wrong with
her. What was wrong with you?
What was wrong with me?
No.
No. She's talking to me.
Yeah,
no, I was married at the time.
Oh, okay. So you're leaving out parts of the story.
I was married at the time to
okay,
the one that was $200,000 worth of. It keeps going up every minute. She wrote the $50,000 worth of bad shit. So I was just there in Atlanta, and Manuel's looking at me like, what is wrong with you?
Because I have never seen him do that before. That's why.
Well, see,
I was
a changed man. It's like when you were telling about, I mean, in the midst of his craziness that we was going through, he goes, I just wish I had somebody that I could console and talk to and just be with all the time.
How cute is that?
And you know what I said, DJ? You grew up. I looked at the phone like, who am I talking to? This cat making sense and logic. I remember he said that. I said, man, I can't believe that's you. That ain't you saying that. Because he was always...
Well, see, that's just another thing. They grow us up, you know, when we was in grade school and stuff, on how to dream for the best and all this. You get older, and you come to find out the best is what you make it. You only got a certain amount of things available to you. You better grab what you can when you can. Because
that's right.
Sooner or later, it's going to be go. So you better get it now.
Yeah, the emphasis on the words get it.
Got it.
You better get it now. I'm gonna play another song by Kelda, since she did not call back, and I cannot get in contact with her, trying to call her. This is called "Nah" by Kelda Music.
What is it?
Nah.
Okay.
Like no, nah. No.
Oh, nah. Okay.
maybe the connection is bad, but NHA.
Okay.
By Kelda Music.
All my diva haters make some noise like, your boyfriends like her, they want to go with her. You so bitter, like she a go-digger. This AP beats flat, what you say? Talk under your breath. I'm young and I'm fresh, a real son of Jadan, plus one of the best. I rush clubs with LaBrie and Lingo Star, plus DJs pump this single hard. I got long money like a bingo card, networking the flow, to mingle at the bar. On any given night, I'm the cutest mistress. They say I'm the worst since Cupid's mistress. Patron shots got chicks superstitious, broke stupid bitches, eat soup on dishes. Now, nah, think you can get it? Na-na-na-na-na. You ain't getting no na-na-na-na-na. No, I'm kidding, so you bid it. Cake your man, no. I don't wanna make the band, no. I ain't tryna shake your hand, no. I'd rather take your band, nah. Ain't looking for a ladies' man, no. Sugar daddies get stood up badly. I'm good in Cali, I got a real bar. A couple racks up a stack getting peeled off. Then it's back to my shack, kid kills off. My dude's so hard, he say it feels soft. Only makeup I wear is a little lip gloss. The nigga hating me. club. I see cats in traffic like check you later. So blow me a tonight, you bet you scraper. I make Beyonce's catch the vapors. But niggas are dogs, so I fetch the paper. Nah, think you can get it? Nah, 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 nah. You ain't getting no nah, 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 nah. Nah, I'm kidding, who you bidding? Nah, I'm too busy go digging. Think you can get it? Nah, 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 nah. You ain't getting no nah, 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 nah. Look at you looking through my jeans. I showed them what nah mean, nah mean. My nah nahs want it, I put the nah on it. They tell me how bad they want a nah on it. My nah-nahs want it, I put the knot on it. They tell me how bad they want a knot on it. I'm your girl, your favorite boy like. Diva haters make some noise like. You gotta stay drama free, avoid fight. A diva's life is meant to be a joyride. Use cocoa butt, take bubble bath. Hustle cash three ways, then double that. I had my mouth all set to say, nah, then. He said he's 6'1", brown, nice, nah, then. When combo's sparking, I start to walk. And I ain't with it if it sounds like Martians talking. Don't twist it, I'm not trying to play y'all. But I just got the right to say nah. Think you can get it? Nah, 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 nah. You ain't getting no nah, 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 nah. I'm kidding, who you bidding? Nah, I'm too busy go digging. Think you can get it? Nah, 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 nah. You ain't getting no nah, 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 nah. Look at you looking through my jeans. I showed them what nah mean, nah mean. My nah, nah, want it, I put the nah on it. They tell me how bad they want it now.
And we got on the line the lady that sung that song, put this song together.
What's
rapper
up?
Rapper from the West Coast, Kelda Music. How you doing, Kelda?
I'm good. How you doing, Taz?
All right. Long time no talk to.
That's right. That's right. We back again.
Hey, sorry about the not telling you, but of course I didn't have your number at the time. Only I didn't think to email it to you that I have the intro for 5-10 minutes because black folks are always late calling in. That's why you heard all that talking for me.
Oh, okay. It's all good.
So tell everybody where you're from, how long you've been doing music.
Okay. Well, you know, I go by Kelda Music, but folks call me Diva because that's what I represent, a diva. But I'm from the Bay Area. And I'm sure people know. Cali, what's up? Stand up, West Coast.
Say hello to our extra guest, my cousin from Ohio, Manuel Hines, and my guest host, DJ from Tallahassee, Florida.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Manuel?
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
And DJ, say hello.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, what's up, DJ?
How you doing?
I'm good.
We've been enjoying your music, waiting for you, so we have enjoyed you.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
So, my first question is the Diva TV and Diva album. Explain that, because I checked you out on Diva TV a couple of times, even though you didn't know. I checked you out a couple of times on.
All right. Well, basically, you know, I'm pretty much doing what all the mainstream artists are doing, except for mine is on a, you know, independent level, grassroots level. But basically, Diva TV is a reality show. I got the cameras following me, and you know, we just tape everything I do. You know, whether it's in the studio, me performing, doing interviews, all that good stuff. And you know, we just try to show the Bay Area that, you know, so what, you're an independent artist and you may not be as established as other artists, you can still do a lot of stuff and, you know, people will give you, you know, recognition for that. So that's what I do. And then within that, you know, depending who I'm collaborating with or if I see, you know, something that's worth putting on TV, because a lot of people don't get to travel and go places, I'll, you know, sit up there and I'll put T.I. or Young Jeezy on TV and talk to them and chop it up with them a little bit on TV and tell them, you know, give a shout out to the Bay because, you know, a lot of these young kids, you know, are in school and stuff and aren't able to really travel to go to these guys' concerts and spend money like that. But if they see them on Diva TV, it's like, well, thanks, Diva, for, you know, bringing, you know, so-and-so to my TV screen in my own home. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so proud of you because I remember when I got the email that you had, I had went to your MySpace page and seen that you had signed an independent deal. I forget what the name of the company is again.
Oh, yeah, Craze Digital. I did an independent deal with them. I still have it with them. Basically, it's where they distribute Diva TV content, mainly overseas where they're located in Europe. But what they do is digital distribution for Diva TV. So just like, you know, digital distribution for music, they're doing it for my album and for the TV show. And they're the same people who they actually appeared on Run's house with Run because they distributed his latest album that he released, I think, last year, the year before last. And we hooked up, and now, you know, we're just pushing Diva TV online. And, of course, it's on TV out here, but we're trying to really get some, you know, real backing behind it and some serious syndication.
Yeah, really, around the United States. That would be cool. Then I'd be like, I know her. I know her, y'all. Yeah. DJ, you got any questions for Kelda Music?
My interest at this point is, like I said, we listened to some of your music while we were waiting on you. We just want to know what influences you. Who are your influences? You have a style that's a little different than anything I've heard before, so I'm just curious.
Yes, you know, I get that a lot. Some people are just like, who do you listen to because you just sound different. Really, I like a lot of artists. I like Before She Died, rest in peace. You know, I like Left Eye, The Brat. I listened to Yo-Yo back in the day. I like Too Short. I like Loonies, E-40, Eminem. God, there's so many. I like Yuck Mouth. I like Royce da 5. I like a lot of cats out there. And, you know, right now I'm feeling Wayne, Tip, Plies, all the rest of them cats. I really, really love Rick Ross's production. I'm trying to, you know, make sure that my music, you know, sound pretty much like how he's up to date with his music. Like, it's just full-blown production. I want to make sure my music's just like that, to where you hear it in both of your speakers in the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But definitely, there's just so many artists out there that really inspired me. And, you know, man, rest in peace to Michael Jackson. I grew up with him, you know, so he's definitely a major inspiration. But as far as female rappers, you know, I'm really like picking up where Left Eye left. You know, the crazy, funny, young, cute little, you know, Missy just talking on the mic and, you know, pulling people's cards and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So as far as performing, do you only perform on the West Coast, or do you come sometimes to the East Coast?
I haven't been to the East Coast yet. I'm making my way over there real soon. But I performed in Seattle, performed in Las Vegas. I'm about to do another show in Las Vegas. And I got a concert coming up in Barbados, actually. That's taking place in February. We're just, you know, closing the deal right now and just getting all the technical stuff together. But Barbados, that's going to be a good look.
Go on, Manuel.
Yeah, I just, she sounds so positive, and she's out there doing it, you know. It's good to see it, man, good to hear it. And you can hear it in her voice that, you know, she's on top of things. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I try to do as much as I can by myself. I have, you know, people who help me here and there. But I think, you know, today a lot of artists, it's not so much like they expect things to come to them, but they just think, oh, since they make great music, somebody's supposed to know about it, listen to it, buy it, promote it. But really, I mean, besides recording in the studio and telling certain people about it, you really have to put your business hat on and take initiative for yourself and really promote your music and just put it out there. Just think of different ways that you could market your music differently compared to, you know, somebody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the thing. Oh, go ahead.
Go on.
Oh, and I was just going to say, the thing is, you know, I know people kind of hate it, but since, you know, everything's independent now, it makes more opportunities for you, actually, because now, you know, you could talk to a brand about, you know, a partnership, and they would be a little bit more open to it, you know, than talking to, you know, a major artist, because they know that that's a lot of money that they have to invest and stuff. But when talking to an independent artist, you know, there's more in it for them. So it's just, you could do a lot on your own now as an independent artist and, you know, create your own fan base. And you could just do so much now.
Well, I know when I first met you, I met you on Music Places, you know. We talking about, that was what, 2000?
Yeah, Music Places.
Yeah, I mean, they shut it down now. I'm just saying, we met on Music Places. That's how long ago it has been. So
yeah.
It's, yeah, and I just, I'm, like I said, just listening to you and, you know, from time to time hitting your MySpace page or checking you out, you know, on the web, just Googling you and seeing what you're doing. I'm so proud of you because you went from just performing, doing a little bit here, a little bit there. I've seen your first video. Now you got about, what, 20 videos up on that thing now? You know, you're doing your thing. So, you know, I am very proud of you. Explain the song Yip Yap.
All right, well, Yip Yap, you know, I was sitting around the house and I was just thinking, I want to come up with something that no one could question, that everybody's going to be like, hey, I feel this no matter what. So I'm thinking, well, you know, what's in today? You know, okay, technology, kids are using computers, you know, kids are on Twitter, MySpace, well, people already killed it with making songs about, you know, those topics. So I'm like, let's just make a track called Yip Yap, because everybody, you know, has a cell phone. Everybody gets somebody, who, you know, a girl gets a guy who's just talking all that yip yap on the phone. He ain't talking about nothing. She just want to hang up. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the other way around. You know, for a guy, you know, a girl's talking this and that, and then when it comes down to it, she ain't with it. So it's just, I'm like, well, let's just call it track Yip Yap. It's just a bunch of gibberish that's being exchanged on the phone. And everybody, majority of people have a phone, majority of people go through the situation. So I'm like, this is the one right here that's really going to relate to everybody. And I made it a simple beat because I want people to understand what I'm trying to say. You know, I want you to understand the words and forget that the beat exists. But then later you're like, oh, yeah, there's a beat behind this, you know. So, yeah.
I'm going to play it right now, Yip Yap, by Kelda Music.
Thank you.
Diva. Hang up on him.
We're sorry.
Hang up on him. Hang up on
him. Hang up on
him. Bitch, get off my line. I just kicked you off my mind. You just wasted all my time. I'm mute, I cannot talk. I'm blind, can't see you. I'm deaf, can't hear you. Mouth, eyes, and ears too. Yeah. I don't feel you, won't touch ya. So hush now. I mean, shut up. You shut down. Don't call back. In fact, just lose my contact. Yeah. Stop speaking, bird. Your points fail. Don't play games on my voicemail, nigga. Don't play yourself and text me, calling me baby, saying I'm sexy. You lame. And don't try that shit today, tomorrow, or next week.
You can get off my mind. You can get off my mind. You can get that for your lips chat, and you can get that for your lips chat. You can get that for your lips chat, and you can get that for your lips chat. You can get that for your lips chat, and you can get that for your lips chat.
Bitch. Don't ring my phone, I put my middle finger on. It's coming your way, you had something to say, but I hung up in your face. Then I threw your number away, cause I got no time for the chit chat. Money, I get that, so you can yip yap. See your lips chap, I will bitch slap. Your mouth so fast, so talking out your ass. You got no swag, I can't believe ya. Don't ask why, I can't believe ya. When I pass by, guys twist your necks quick like an instant message. Chicks disrespect, I blow them the kiss to death. Bitches who spread their lies, the ones who always spread their guys. I'm doing what I do when I do what I do when. You losing, weak niggas who spread rumors. Some ones who trying to give head to it. I'm doing what I do when I do what I do when. You losing money, 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 people get more. What you talking slick for? I put on from my city. Haters get put on ignore.
You can get that off my mind. 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 You can get that off my mind.
That's Yip Yap by Kelda Music.
Yes, that was a different version. I should have sent y'all the new version, but it's cool.
Hey, I got a question. What promoted to put that dial tone all the way through there? I said, oh my God, they done hooked the dial tone up. Now,
it was my idea because I'm like, I want people to almost find it annoying. Like, damn, I sure hear that a lot because, I mean, you hear it a lot anyway on your phone, but it's like to hear it through a song. Like, damn.
Yeah. Who does your production?
I have an in-house producer. His name is AP. And
Have you gotten into it yet? Remember last time I talked to you, I was like, I wanted you to get involved more with your production. Have you gotten into it, or are you still?
I've been very involved in production. Like, he'll just start playing the keyboard and, you know, a few other instruments, and then, you know, I'll show him how to put it together because, I'm trying to have him create something that's catered to my sound, which enhances the whole sound of Kelda Music. So yeah, I'm very hands on.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Any more questions for Kelda Music DJ?
I'm thinking.
I just
find that your style, like I said, it's so unique. That
what's so unique about it? I like to hear from people, you know.
I like that your first of all, your tone is it's not like you're trying to sound like someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique, and your sound is very unique. Your inflections are very unique. So I know that it's kind of got a Missy vibe to it, but it's not. It doesn't sound like Missy. So you wouldn't get the two confused at all. So
right,
I think your tone is very specific, and I can understand everything you said. So that helps a lot.
Thanks. Okay. Cool.
I know one thing that I gotta say. I can hear you so clear on every word. I said that to you before. I mean, I like when you rap, I'm not like going, I need to rewind that because I didn't hear what she said. I can hear everything you said from point A to B to the end. So I can hear everything you say and you enunciate so well on every word, which is cool because a lot of rap artists don't do that.
Right, yeah.
Yes, like, damn, I got to read the lyric sheet now just to see what this dude said. Mario.
Yo.
Yeah.
You said you had a question.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, you was going over, did a concert in Barbados, right?
Yeah.
And I'm quite sure you did a concert before. Do you have use your computer to back you up or anything like that for tracks?
Do I have a DJ or back me up, you said?
Yeah, for different, like, the way your music is, I'm saying, do you, like, I know I went to see Beastie Boys long years ago, and they had a computer up on stage for different tracks, and I was wondering, do you do that type of thing?
Oh, well, you know, depending on what kind of equipment the DJ has, you know, sometimes they just use their regular, I think, turntables, and sometimes they use that, or sometimes they have a computer that has turntables, like,
right,
built inside them. I'm not really too sure. Usually, with whatever venue I go to, they already have the DJ there, and I just give them my disc, and they just, you know, they just roll it. So, but that's a good question, because sometimes it depends on, you know, usually if they do use a computer, the quality of the music sounds a little bit more clear, loud in the speakers, and people can really hear it. But
right,
you know, if the speakers are bad, the mics are bad, and they're using, you know, turntables, sometimes might not, you know, come out as clear. It just all depends on the venue, really, you know, and how much money is put into that venue.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kelda, I'm so glad that you are still doing your thing.
Okay.
I got to tell you, you grew up, girl.
Growing up.
And I am so very proud to have met you then and to know you now.
Thank you.
Give out your website and where people can hit you at and look for you at.
Okay, yeah, you guys could hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/KELDAMUZIK. And if you want to hit me up on the MySpace, it's KeldaMusic1.
All right, Kelda Music, thank you for coming in again. And when you got something new, when you got, some new music, make sure you hit me up.
Yeah, I'm working on the Diva TV album right now, and I should be done with that by the end of January. So when I get that done, I'll definitely shoot you over a few tracks.
All right, then, sweetie.
All right.
Man,
okay,
you got something else?
No, I'm good.
Okay, y'all, you take care, Diva.
Okay, all right. Same to you, BJ and Manuel, and yes, Taz. Yes, same to you. All you guys take care and stay in touch.
Love you,
dude. Thank you for coming out. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Kelda Music, y'all. What I'm going to do, I'm going to drop one of ATAZP songs on you. I'm looking at the little list. I'm going to play that, and then we're going to get back into talking to Manuel, trying to cure his and my our problem collectively, huh? We'll talk about Steubenville, man. We'll tell her about Steubenville since she's from Tallahassee. She ain't never been to the Ville, so we'll tell her about that.
All right.
This is me and Miss V on and it's a gospel song talking about family on ATAZP Live.
Love my family. have mercy. Here we go. First time we did that, it wasn't on. Now it's on. Okay, Timothy Jeter, as known as T-A-Z, you want to act like you have this selective amnesia going on. You don't remember shit when you want to remember shit. But you will remember that you are Timothy Jeter, alias T-A-Z. You have
And who are you?
I'm Miss V.
Oh.
I am Miss V. Okay, and you have it,
person.
And you have on your arm T A Z. It just looks like T, but it is an A and a Z there. And on your other arm, there's a gated link, chain link, where it came loose. It expanded. Do you remember that?
No.
Don't recall. And nobody believed it, but I'm a living witness. Your muscles expanded and the chain separated.
Really?
So you don't remember any of that?
No, I don't.
Oh Lord Jesus. Father, help your children. Help your children, Jesus. Hear me calling your name. What are we going to do with this child? I tell you.
You do music together?
Yes, we do. We've done music for years. I know since 1994. Doesn't ring a bell? Does not ring. We have collaborated on a lot.
That's Anita Baker. No,
okay. Do you remember that I call you TJ? I'm probably one of the few that calls you TJ. I don't call you Timothy. I don't call you Tim or TAZ.
I call you TJ.
Exactly.
That's all I know.
Go TJ. Go TJ. That's it.
I don't know who this guy is.
Well, it will. It's on your arm. It is on your arm.
They put it on there.
No, they who? Who is they? Who?
I don't know these people that, like you, try to call me T-A-Z.
Oh, Father, help this man.
Help him.
Help him, Jesus. He cannot remember. He cannot remember anything. Lord, we need you. In your name. In your name. Amen.
That's Miss V. That's off of the Amnesia CD. When I had Amnesia, got shocked on the first song. And I wasn't calling myself T-A-Z. I was calling myself by my real name all the way through the CD. And different people came in trying to shock the memory back in my mind. So that's just one of them. That's Miss V. Manuel, DJ, y'all still here?
Yeah, yo, I'm here.
DJ?
I'm here.
Okay. It's not like you had some vittles in your mouth the last time we saw.
Who, me?
Yeah, you wasn't eating.
No.
Oh, okay. So
I ate hours ago.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for asking, though. I don't know what. I'm not going to tell you what I was doing now.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, Stewartville. I hope you look on your map. Look on your map. Stewartville.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I think I like her conversation. I like her conversation.
See, that's the reason why you got in trouble in the first place. Lord. Hey, you just heard Vicky. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, but she started out by cussing you out, and then she called Jesus. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah. She tried to save me, but first she cussed me out. Yeah, you right. Stewartville. It's on the east side of Ohio, Riverside.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to know where this place is. Because don't nobody want to be here. Because I don't want to be here. And this is the big mistake of my life. That's why I'm at the medical university in life. This has taught me so much. It's going overboard now. And I'm thinking, and I'm just like Vicky. Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me.
Well, I told you not to move back. This fool moved back. But I got to get DJ online because she don't know. Now, Stewartville is on the east side of Ohio, near the river, 30 minutes. If you go on 70 now, 30 minutes out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I did it, all the way through Stewartville, me and Billy Anderson, drove 70 miles an hour, made it in 30 minutes downtown Pittsburgh. Tri-state area where Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio meet on the river. Shoot 'em up, bang, bang town. Mini Chicago is what they call it.
Yeah.
Death all around. And anything about ready to jump off at any time.
For real.
Yeah, and that's the place we call home.
Wow. And you call it that with purpose.
With purpose and meaning, because my mom and dad's there. Okay. And my cousin too, you know, my people, like Manuel and his brothers and sister. I mean, you know, friends that we grew up with is almost like family, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check it out. I'm riding up to Lowe's. It's like right up the street, like 2 miles. I go, get on the road. I go up the street. I'm seeing all these cars. So I'm going to be smart and just go through the neighborhood to avoid them. And then I see why it was being held up. There's a store above my house. And there's a body in the road. They covering up. I said, see, I don't belong here.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up with this?
When I grew up, I don't know, man, you ought to remember this, but then again, you might have been in Georgia at this time. I don't think you was in Georgia at this time, but you might have been. Was you at home when they killed Michael Jarrett?
No, I was down south.
Yeah, well, okay. You better be glad. Okay. Michael Jarrett, I used to go with his sister and used to talk to his sister. And Michael got killed because he had on another friend's jacket because they were after him.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot what his name was because he's got the same initials as my sister's first name, but I can't think of his name right now. But they were after him, and he had on his school jacket with his last name on there. And he used to go with an ex-police chief's daughter, and he didn't want no black dude going with no white girl, his daughter.
That kind of situation, okay.
And they shot him, found him behind an old abandoned building. It was the old gym that all the black people used to go to when I was little. They found him shot behind there. And it sparked off a whole, like, riot thing because you remember Elder Young was marching, a couple more black people in the city was marching. I mean, they marched to the city hall to see what was going to be done about that.
Well,
of course.
You know what? You know, that's all good and everything. But since I've been back up here, I look around at different things that didn't happen because it's killings almost at least twice a week. Somebody,
yeah, gun smoke. I told you,
yeah.
Dodge City, DJ, Dodge City.
For the space to be so small and so much drugs and craziness that go on here, it ain't about racial things because it's black, white, it's everybody killing each other.
Ain't got no money.
There's nothing. It don't make no money.
Most of the mills done closed down. The job situation was bad before the job situation was bad.
Wow.
It was bad before it was bad.
So, it was horrible before.
It was good in the real world, but in Steubenville, it was horrible from the beginning.
Yeah.
Way before it started.
It never had a chance. That's why I left. I left here in 85 and went down south. And see, all that culture shock, it made me crazy, like I said before. It made me crazy, and I got crazy. But
you ain't used to, the thing about it was, you ain't used to seeing an abundance of black women. That was your problem, because there ain't too many blacks where we're from. There's blacks, but there ain't too many good-looking women. Not all at one time.
Right.
Yeah.
If you see one around here once a year, you're doing good.
You're doing good. Because everybody else is scuggly.
Oh, my gosh.
Scuggly. I mean, for real. I hate to say it, and I hope nobody gets mad at me.
I mean, you've got to give me more information. What happened?
I guess the inbred ain't right.
Oh.
I don't know. Niggas don't drink water. I don't know what. I don't know why they're ugly. I don't know. Somebody help me. Go on, man.
I got the water report, and if you do drink the water, you get messed up. You better go by your farm. how I've ever done.
So it's a no-win situation.
Oh. No win. I mean, there's a few people that you know, look good, and you know, you all the time say, hey, where'd she come from, or where you live, you know, you can't be from here.
Yeah.
But
and then when you do see it, you in so much shock that the moment didn't pass.
and then it's somebody's cousin that you got to fight for, or there's 20 people, 20 guys trying to talk to her. So it's ridiculous.
Wow. Okay.
It's too crazy.
Oh, I remember.
I went down, this dude I worked with, Walt Fung. He had a party. Thanksgiving. Man, he's 70. Right down my road, and got to have everything going on. Man, we got down there. I should have known. It's the hood. You just got to expect to see a body laying somewhere. It's time to turn around and go back home, and you didn't miss out on the party because you don't want to go and get shot.
Because long time ago, going to parties when I was growing up, we was going for the food, the women, and some more food. And a few dancers. And then, you know, I didn't drink, so I guess, you know, a lot of me going to drink, too. But anymore, you can't, not where we at. You got to go out of town. You got to go to Pittsburgh for that.
Wow. Timmy, you remember when you came to Columbus, right? You remember, you used to get on me. I used to have a cigarette every now and then, right? My puff thing, right? Keep my things together, right? I come up here, and I smoke. I drink. I got to do something to keep my mind in order because a black man may fall off. Can't do
quit.
Nothing. Yeah. You don't got no relief out of this, bud, because everybody's crazy.
So scary.
No.
DJ, I'm going to tell you right now, if you came and visit, the people that's on the outside looking in,
mm-hmm.
They love it. Am I right, Manuel?
Yeah.
They love it because they really ain't been there. I mean, people go there, see how cheap it is, one. You go in the mall, you and a couple of the attendants in the mall are the only ones in there, so you got the mall to yourself.
Oh, wow.
You shopping by yourself.
and the average person knows if the place is cheap to live, the first question in your mind, why? Because
don't
nobody
want to
be here.
There you go. There you go.
So what keeps you there?
Oh, read me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It goes back to the mistakes we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You can close the doors on yourself so much, but now you got to dig yourself out. So you got to stay put, get yourself together, then make that move. And that's what I'm doing right now.
I see.
Yeah, I don't think.
But ain't it your job holding you there?
Huh?
Ain't it the job?
Heck no. But sometime I get things together, maybe the recession be over, and I can get another one.
Yeah, true. But I'm just saying right now, but I thought it was the job that was holding you at first. Now, see, it took DJ to ask that question that I've been asking for years, DJ, before I ever knew you. And he comes out with a different answer. I mean, here I go in my mind when you ask that question, but what's keeping you there? I'm going in my mind, well, he's going to say the job. So I'm moving on to the next question. He answered it telling me, yeah, it's the water down there, dog.
Okay. You know what? You know, that was cold, too.
Just saying.
That wasn't right. That wasn't right.
No, it wasn't right.
It's got to be the water. This Negro answered different than what he's been answering for the last 10 years.
Well, I told you. I agree with you. This was a mistake. But see, that job, bump that job. Ain't no retirement there. I'm just getting checked. So it ain't doing me no good.
So,
it was funny.
My question is, have you been looking and What area are you talking about trying to move to?
I would love to go to Texas.
Yeah, I used to live down there.
Yeah, that's where I want to go.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. You think you were stupid down here?
Oh my goodness!
You'll be real dumb down there. So I gotta throw. Do I have to put on another church song?
No, not anymore. I think we're good. We're good.
Z needs prayer if he talks about going down there.
No, Gussie, I told you, I'm in the University of Life. It's teaching me. It didn't taught me. I learned what not to do to get back to the situation that you are currently in. The mistakes will teach you what not to do. And when you get in some situations again, you know what not to do. Right?
Yeah, true. That's what your mind should tell you. I was in this situation before, and I don't need to be in it again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what your mind should tell you. Some folks don't learn.
Will tell you. It will.
So, what about it? I mean, like everybody's got their bottom, you know, bottom city that's bottomed out, and Steubenville is mainly almost like a bottom city that's bottomed out. DJ, down there in Florida, do you have any places that sound like the places up in Ohio?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're little areas like Fort Pierce and they've got, I know you don't know this, but there is a town in Florida called Seville, Florida. It is the fern capital of the world. That's where all that leatherly fern that you see in your roses and all your store-bought, you know, flower arrangements, that's where they cut all the fern. That's their livelihood. People that live in this town, that's what they do for a living. They all cut fern.
Dang.
And unfortunately,
I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah.
Me neither.
What's it called?
It's called Seville, Florida. It's about as large as if you took a Seville Cadillac and parked it, you would literally be hanging out on. It would hang out on both sides of the town.
Come on.
It is so small. They've got one stoplight.
Come on. Yes, well, okay.
I would not kid you.
That's almost like Houston, Pennsylvania. Houston, Pennsylvania. If you throw a baseball as hard as you could, you could be out of town and throw it out of town. I'm serious. Like you say, you got one stoplight. All you got to do is be able to throw it 100 yards.
Exactly.
And you'll be there.
You'll be there. You'll be out of town before you ever know what happens.
Okay.
But it's the same thing that's happening. A lot of the people that have lived in that town and that's what they did for a living, they've had an influx of immigrants. And they will come in and cut fern for a lot less. And because the biggest issue in the fern field is the snakes. So you're in there cutting fern, and you may very well wander up on a moccasin, and that'd be the end of your fern cutting day.
End of your breathing day.
Exactly. So
well,
you've got a group of people that don't mind going in and you know, risking life and limb, and you got a group of people that say, I don't want to do that. You sitting on the sideline watching.
Yeah, and I'd be on the sideline talking about that. I guess I got to be the one to change the light in this one light town. Because I ain't get out there with no moccasins. Get my leg amputated on some food. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Oh, that's too crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know they say black men don't like no snakes anyway, right?
Exactly.
black women too, I heard.
Oh, you know it. You don't even say snake around us unless it's a purse or some shoes.
That's right. You see white people walk around with snakes all the time.
So like I said, our time is kind of rough. So
it's nice
to know there's other places that's even worse.
That's right. Don't feel like you've got the whole thing wrapped up. There are other places just as bad. I come from a small town in Illinois, and it is right on the Mississippi River. You have to look it up on the map because you won't be able to just say it and find it. It's called Alton, Illinois, and it literally is a town that's died. The thing you were talking about with your mall, they have a mall, and I don't think anybody's in the mall. Even the people that work there don't come every day. They don't have to. There's nobody coming. So.
I got one more for y'all. The mall's so bad, they put the Social Security office in the mall now. I didn't tell you about that, Timmy.
They did what?
The Social Security office in the mall. So you
go
to the mall, and you see all these old people, they go to the Social Security office.
They go to walk first.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. They're mall walkers.
They had mall walkers at the beginning, and then you heard me?
Yeah.
You breaking up a little bit, man.
It's fine.
Yeah, but well, I guess they might be shooting bullets through your reception.
Yeah, you know, we don't know what's going on that end. Don't we? He could be laying on the floor for a
while. That's true. At any time. Man, I tell you, it's gotten a little bit better because a lot of the younger people moved away, didn't they?
No.
It ain't
no better. You know what? The deal's so messed up. If you ain't killed nobody, they arrest you. They take you down there and book you, and then they let you go.
It is pretty bad there. Pretty bad.
Wow.
I'd rather get bit by a snake than hit by a bullet. So
you're right.
Yeah, I had to think about it. Bullet snakes. I take my chance with the snake.
The snake.
Yeah, the snake.
Because you can actually outrun a snake.
Yeah, you can't outrun no bullet.
You can't.
Only on cartoons, and
that's
the only way it's going down.
Exactly.
But,
well, this is one of a kind. Believe that. One of a kind.
I remember, Manuel, the time when and you ain't gonna want to talk about it, but the time when you had to go to the crazy house.
What? Are we doing this for real?
look, DJ, I'm working you. This cat. You got to imagine, I was in the Army, right? I was in the Army the whole time, and every time something go down, I gotta tell the people at work, I ain't going to be there today because my cousin, he went in the crazy house. He went in the what? I told him he was in the crazy house. I don't know why. He said, what? So what happened? I don't know how I got the story before I got there. I talked to him on the phone before I came there. And I said, so why are you in there? And he goes, well, I was out with so-and-so, the ex-girlfriend that, well, turned out to be his wife that was missing, that lady. He's with her. He was out with Deborah, but he was living with Betty. He was with Deborah, but he was living with Betty. And this clown, because he was around the corner at TJ and Mac. And TJ and Mac was right up the street from where Betty lived and he lived.
Oh my goodness.
And he knew Betty go shop at the TJ and Mac, and it was a plaza. I guess he was over there eating with old girl, right?
Yeah.
And so she seen him. And this is what I gathered. They argued or whatever. So he ended up telling Deborah, I got to go with Betty, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So he ride with Betty. And Betty had told me, he act like he going to open the door and jump out. what? That's what Betty's telling me now. Yeah, Betty told me this is what happened before I went over there to talk to him. So I get up there. I done figured it out. So I'm looking at him, and he's looking off in space now, DJ. Looking off in space. Because the Negro, they done fed him drugs to keep him crazy, right? You know how they feed you drugs to keep you crazy. So he's looking crazy. I get in there, and he still had a little bit of senses left. And I said, look, man, I know why you did it, because you had to act like you was crazy because Betty caught you with Deborah, and you didn't want to live at the house with her nagging. And he just, and with his crazy self, he managed to shake his head yes.
Yeah, smart.
So I looked at him, I said, so, why are you crazy now? He said, well, they gave me some pills. I said, well, did you need the pills before you got in? And he looked at me. I looked at him. And it was like two words. It was like, well, nigga, well. You know, that's exactly what I said, but I didn't say it. It was like, well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the look I gave him. And he realized. But boy, I remember that time when he was in there. I said, oh, Lord. And he got to play like he crazy.
Just to keep from getting Tiger Woods.
So then look, keep from getting Tiger Woods. That's what it was doing. And then, wait a minute. Okay. Me and my wife was gone from the house, and him and Betty's over there at the house. Was it you and Betty and Deborah came over there and Betty came over there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they at my house. Mind you, I'm gone. I'm glad they didn't start fighting in the house.
You lucky they didn't start fighting in the house.
I think Manuel took him outside the house to save the house. See, he wasn't that crazy. But he went down to the street and act like he's going to jump in the creek and kill himself. Here go Betty. He's going to jump in the creek. He said he's going to kill himself, too. I said, Betty, if he kill himself in that little bit of water... That's exactly what I said. I said, nah, he ain't gonna kill himself. Betty, here, hit his head. But he ain't gonna kill himself down there. Somebody's gonna jump in the little ravine. Come on. I said, I'm glad he took him outside the house to keep save the furniture. Because they know there was gonna be somebody crazy coming back. Oh, you had some ties, though, bro.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's been a long road, that's for sure.
Oh, wait a minute. We got 11 minutes left. You going to tell about the time we had the trip and I was coming back down to Georgia?
So when we ride something in Knoxville?
In Louisville.
Louisville, yeah.
And we didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
At least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. Now, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville, and if she don't look good, we ain't staying here, but if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook or so. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please. Because we ain't ate all day. Went to Louisville, played basketball for about, 8 hours?
Yeah.
Seemed like we played all day for about 4 or 5 hours. Went to Burger King, got a little something to tie us over because we had enough money for that. And his money wasn't coming for, 2 more days?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, and I ain't got no money, so we just threw. Okay. We got there to the door. She looked good. Emmanuel knew we were staying.
Oh, we stayed. Gonna be happy.
So she made some chili and whatever. So we went down. We left Louisville, headed back down to Atlanta. He wanted to drive. And I told him I got bald-headed tires, right?
Uh-oh.
I said, no, you can, we can't go past 60. If we go past 60, we go wreck, right? We're going to lose the toes. He didn't believe nobody. I went to sleep. Man, we started sliding all over the run. I looked up. And then you need to slow this. You need to slow this bucket down because we getting ready to wreck. We ain't got no time. He finally believed me. We got down there to Atlanta. And again, knew this girl. Went to her house. They were having a fish fry. It was all good. You were so happy. Just happy the whole time.
But we ate good, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Say what, man?
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't good, and then he got her bed, too. He was good.
Excuse me?
She gave up her bed to him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah,
you did. You did. Because we was living on mine for the 2 days. We stretched that out for 2 days. I said, man, I don't think it go now. Two more days now. Your money need to come in Western Union. That's all we was waiting on, Western Union.
Oh, my gosh.
We had the time.
Well, yeah. There was a lot of drama back then, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of drama. I guess that's what made it fun. Because we was living on the edge everywhere we went. Thank God that we still here to talk about it.
Really? I'm surprised.
There's a whole lot of edges that we could have been off and fell off on and been over with.
Yeah. Now, then got 40 plus, so different world now.
And we a little bit more wiser.
Yeah.
And more refined, praise God.
Okay, I'm gonna try to believe some of this.
I'm trying to sweep up all the dirt that we threw on the floor. Because there's a whole lot of dirt we put on the floor, but we're more refined, more dedicated now, and more faithful.
Okay.
Praise God.
Okay.
Say what? What'd you say? What'd you say, Manuel?
I said it's a lot more different now than when you was in your 20s.
Yeah, for real. And the thing about it is, through all the craziness, you learn lessons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you grow up some more, even though you thought you was grown then, but you really wasn't. You know?
Yeah. Live and learn. What I was saying earlier.
Man, I'm glad these are y'all's stories and not mine.
I'm glad you're not sharing them either, DJ.
No.
Not tonight anyway. Well, I guess you're going to keep yours under cover. Literally and figuratively.
I'll just keep all my bones buried, thanks.
Yeah, we got about 10 suitcases full of them stories.
Wow.
Ain't that right? Yeah. Some of them we need to break down.
Man, I don't know. The statute of limitation may not have run out on some of them. You might want to hold off.
Well, it was good. It was good talking to you, Manuel. And thanks for coming in, because I needed an extra guest because one of the artists called in, and also DJ, as always, gracing us with your presence.
I enjoyed it this evening. Lots of fun.
Thanks to Kelda Music for coming in, and also doing her thing. I'm so proud of that child because I remember when I talked to her when she was and she sounds older than me and Manny. Very mature.
Sometimes that's not so hard.
Thank you. It did sound like one, but I'm going to let it go. Because I don't want to go down there and get bit by no moccasins. So.
That's right, and I got one for you.
I'm sure she do. I'm going to leave y'all with Sweet T. Remember Sweet T back in the day, female rapper from New York?
Of course.
Well, this is one of her new ones, and hopefully we'll be back next week. I got this guy named BJ, who does beats, a producer extraordinaire, coming through. And we'll try to sit it up with somebody else, too, on ATAZP Live. See you next week, DJ. Thank you again, Cousin Manuel.
All right, now.
Peace.
Pleasure.
Nice talking to y'all.
You too.
New York City. MC. DJ. It's time.
I brought the goons to the party like
what?
Got the black card on the bar like
what?
John's on popping in the air like
what?
Getting wet, two-stepping with my men's like
what?
These low vibing on my ass like
what?
Niggas can look but don't touch it yet. Birds be shook cause I be cooking them
what?
Cause I ain't no new chick, I do this
what?
Feels like I'm getting all the up in here what?
What?
From Tampa to Texas, I'm reckless
what?
Sweet as I, James as I
what?
I'm the real hip hop on the set, bitch
what?
Looking it clear, I do around here like
what?
My whole team popping, ain't no stopping me
what?
I'm in the bars like, in the clubs like
what?
Here right cause you know what it is like
what?
Come through in the park slow like hear my name in these streets is like bust out pound the concrete like love to see me do this shit like grenade through your window bitch like ain't no stopping me I'm deep like flow so properly you'll see I'm
right here bitch I ain't hiding
what?
See the full length that I slide in
what?
Six top veins with the pond in it.
What?
It's a gift from the nigga I vibe with.
What?
I'm first class doing the mileage like
what?
The nails on my face when I'm rhyming.
What?
The Mark Jacob bag with the nine in it.
What?
The bracelet with the BBS diamonds.
What?
Canary chain hanging off my tits like
what?
Movie all down my back and shit.
What?
My eyes all tinky and black and shit.
What?
Pearl of panties on my pussy nigga with it like
what?
I keep it real thorough with my sex life.
What?
The leader limp peak. Go on my neck like
what?
Her meat on my wrist to keep the time right
what?
Blackberry thing banging on me all night
what?
Come through in the park slow like hear my name in these streets is like bust out pound the concrete like love to see me do this shit like grenade through your window bitch like ain't no stopping me I'm deep like flow so properly you'll see I'm
I vibe for my niggas when it's drama like
what?
Got my sister bumping my whip like
what?
Riding through the strip like I'm the shit like
what?
Cause Sweet T's the nicest MC nigga
what?
Turn my door knock cause the diamonds like
what?
Now toys shine when I be rhyming like
what?
Blow the stage up in any city like
what?
From north to dirty south I turn them out like
what?
When I'm up in my zone I keep them hollering
what?
Or I can be real easy like Jeezy
what?
Gonna get real hot when I drop like
what?
Gonna take them from the yacht to the block like
what?
Feel like I'm coming back from a bit like
what?
I'm a blast bitches mad bitches like
what?
Don't get me confused cause you lose nigga
what?
Cause this what I do 1-2 nigga
what?
Come through in the park slow like hear my name in these streets is like bust out pound the concrete like love to see me do this shit like grenade through your window bitch like ain't no stopping me I'm deep like flow so properly you'll see I'm
Thank you.